Lucky and the Gentle Giants, Chapter 1, Gentle Giants. We are for dogs big and proud, running fast and barking loud. Bubba, Baloo, Jerry and Tom, our life was perfect, there was nothing wrong. One bright morning, sniffing around, a tiny sound came from the ground. A rustling bag, a soft meow. What was that, we wondered now. Baloo sniffed close and stepped back slow. Bubba barked, well, this I don't know. Tom and Jerry wagged with glee, thinking, whatever it is, it's new to me. Inside the trash, so small, so thin, a ball of fluff with scruffy skin. Green eyes blinked, a tiny nose, a tail that twitched. Up he rose. We sniffed, we licked, we wagged, we spun. A kitten! Oh, this could be fun. But he looked scared, so cold, so weak, too small to move, too tired to speak. Our humans gasped, then scooped him tight, wrapped him up so soft, so light. We'll name him Lucky, they said with cheer, a brand new friend to love right here. Lucky ate and purred so loud, climbed on Baloo like a cloud, curled by Bubba, warm and snug, and wrestled Tom inside a rug. He rules the house, we don't know why. He steals our beds and swipes our pie. One small cat, yet he's the king. And we love him, that's the thing. So now we're five, not four at all. A crazy bunch, big and small. From trash to treasure, that's his tale. Lucky's ours, through rain or hail. Chapter 2. Lucky the King. I wake up first. Of course I do. The dogs still snore. They have no clue. I stretch. I yawn. I flick my tail. Then walk across Baloo's big nail. I leap on Baba's giant head. He groans, rolls over and stays in bed. Jerry twitches in his sleep. Tom just snores. He is lost too deep. So I plot, as cats do best. A morning mission, a little test. I pounce on paws, I poke their noses. One quick swipe, the chaos poses. He's awake, they bark and spin. Big tails thumping, let the day begin. They stretch, they shake, they chase, they race. They slobber simply all over the place. Breakfast time, a grand buffet. Four big bowls, one small for me. But oh no, what's this I see? Tom's nose is creeping close to me. A hiss, a swipe, a sharp cat glare. That's my food, don't you dare. He backs away, big tail tucked. That's right, I win, my meal's not plucked. They chase and dig and leap and play. I choose the ledge, I choose to stay. Mud puddles, not for me. I rule up here, dry and free. But when they're tired, soaked and beat, I let them curl around my feet. A cat may rule, but deep inside, four big dogs are my softest guide. So life is loud, life is fast, but with these dogs I'm home at last. They may be big, they may be mad, but they're the best friends I've ever had. Chapter 3. Small Claws, Big Paws. We are for dogs strong and free, running wild just as it should be. We chase, we dig, we guard the yard. Life outside is rough and hard. We roll in mud, we splash in rain, we wrestle, bark and play insane. But when the night is cold and black, we want inside, they won't let us back. Behind the glass, so smug and proud, a tiny fluff just waves aloud. Lucky, warm, on a velvet throne, inside the house, all on his own. A fireplace glows, his paws stay neat. Lucky sleeps on cushions, soft and sweet. a royal bed, a golden dish, his life a dream, a cat's best wish. We scratch the door, let us in! He stretches out with a lazy grin. He flicks his tail, licks his fur, then turns away without a purr. It's not fair, we whine and shout. Why must dogs be locked out? Lucky yawns, slow and sly, then points his paw, not my why. So here we sit, four big fools, cold and muddy, breaking rules, while inside that little beast snoozes warm. What a feast!